This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. DOE seeks EPA permission to operate panels 11 and 12 in the WIPP underground. On March 12th, the Department of Energy, DOE, submitted its planned change request to the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, to use new panels 11 and 12 in the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant WIPP underground nuclear waste facility. The planned change request also outlines the plans for 7 additional panels for waste from expanded plutonium pit production at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, and the Savannah Riverside in South Carolina, and the disposition of 34 metric tons of surplus plutonium from that site. The WIPP plan that EPA approved in 1998 provided that all waste would be disposed in the existing 8 panels by no later than 2033. EPA needs to fully understand DOE's new plans for a much larger underground area, for large amounts of waste not included in the original approval, and for the facility to operate for many more decades. So far, EPA has sent 3 sets of questions. They ask about the geologic setting for all of the additional panels. EPA also asked about the solubility of plutonium in the underground, the chemical changes that can result in the underground where waste drums may come into contact with brine, etc. EPA also detailed DOE's emissions of key reports and data. It is anticipated that EPA will have further questions as its review moves forward. DOE states that panels 11 and 12 are quote-unquote replacement panels for the underground disposal space that is no longer available due to the February 14, 2014 explosion of 1 or more LANL drums. The drums were packaged with the wrong kind of kitty litter that is used to absorb small amounts of liquids in the waste. WIPP was closed for 3 years at a cost of at least $1 billion. The proposed panels are all part of DOE's plan to keep WIPP open forever or until 2083 at its earliest. DOE's cover letter to EPA states, quote, "The timing for the need of additional panels beyond replacement panels 11 and 12 will require further analysis. The DOE will submit a separate plan change request for additional panels when further analysis are completed and a future request is finalized," end quote. EPA plans to hold public meetings in New Mexico in late summer to discuss DOE's request. To learn more and to sign up to receive information from the Stop Forever WIPP Coalition, go to stopforeverwipp.org. To learn more about these issues, please visit EPA's WIPP News at epa.gov/radiation/WIPP-news. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.